Ifrit were a volatile class of djinn that generally didn't live among mortals. Most of their mortal cousins kept their distance as well. It was odd to see them among the artwork of Umarid. In the mural, the Ifrit knelt before a vast black lake with their arms outstretched. Two words in djinn script were etched beneath: the Rising. Now what does that mean? Fatma wondered. She ran a hand across the cryptic words, once more hoping a mere touch might offer understanding. Glancing away from the painting in thought, her eyes fell upon a book sitting on an octagonal wooden side table. The weighty tome was bound in a tan leather covering worked with a repeating geometric relief and gold print, an antique Mamluk fashion. The cover read, Kitab al-Kimya. She knew the book, a 9th-century text on alchemy. She had read copies at university, but this looked like an original. She reached down to open to where someone had left a bookmark, and froze. It was on a page she was familiar with, the search for Taqween to create life. But that wasn't what had stilled her. She looked closer at the object she'd mistaken for a bookmark, a length of metallic silver tinged with hints of bright mandarin. She picked it up, holding it aloft as it glinted in the gas lamp's glare. Asim cursed, his voice going hoarse. Is that what I think it is? Fatma nodded. It was a metallic feather, as long as her forearm. Along its surface, faint lines of fiery script moved and writhed about as if alive. Holy tongue, Asim breathed. Holy tongue, she confirmed. But that means it belongs to... an angel, Fatma finished for him. Her frown deepened. Now what in the many worlds, she wondered, would a djinn be doing with one of these? From Dead Djinn in Cairo.